Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed our account, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a shoot, and like a root from arid ground. He had no handsome form or splendour, and when we saw him, it was not a sight that we should desire him. He was despised and repudiated by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with affliction, while we were like a person hiding his face from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our ailments and taken the weight of our sorrows, but we considered him stricken, struck by God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment for our peace was on him, and by his wheals our healing came. We like sheep have all gone astray, we have each turned our own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, but he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a ewe before its shearers is silent, he did not open his mouth. He was taken under compulsion and by sentencing, and who can describe what his posterity is? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was struck down. And his grave was appointed with the wicked, but with a rich man in his death, because he did no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet the Lord was pleased to bruise him, and to ravage him. When his life makes a guilt offering, he will see his seed. He will prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. He will see the results of his inward toil. He will be satisfied. My righteous servant will justify many by his knowledge, and he will bear their iniquities. That is why I will apportion him among the great, and he will share spoil with the mighty, because he poured out his being to death, and he was counted with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and he pleaded for the transgressors.